Okay, moving on in the lachas of Tzad. Okay, last time we talked about a couple of the Gedarim and the Raisa and the Rabbanan. Mino Nitzot versus not Mino Nitzot, if it's a type of animal that is normally trapped either for its food or its hides, then you're dealing with the Nitzot da Raisa. If it's not trapped, or for these purposes, it's not an animal that's normally trapped, it's not going to be Nitzot da Rabbanan. Now, what about having your dog sick something else to go trap it? Would that be the Isser of Sad? So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Kavveis in Masechet Shas, "Hamashalich klovim kadei sheyatzodu tzvayim varnovim v'chulei v'chulei v'hayahu rodef achar etzio shemin v'fanu v'halu v'bahilo ad sheyagi akhalo v'tasla reiza todos tzad v'chayev." If you call your dog, you send your dog after another animal to go trap it, but he adds in a couple of important words. And you help out the dog, you stand in front of the other animal so it stops him or whatever, so it gives a chance to the dog to go catch it. You're over tzad midoraisa. Okay, that is tzad midoraisa. Mashma, it's not going to be tzad midoraisa. If you only let your dog loose and it goes ahead and traps an animal, that's not going to be tzad midoraisa. It's only going to be tzad midorabonan. That's why the Ramal Paskins, v'chule, v'chule. Now, what about, this is a sensitive topic maybe for some, and that is, what about hunting in general? How do we view hunting in halacha, in hashkafa? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Yeah, I'll throw the floor. What would you say hunting?
Well, wasn't there a rabbi who was known to be so good at, like, dart throwing, he could actually check
the... I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't want to hear about rabbis, I want to hear about svaros. I want to hear svaros.
If you can't eat it, if you shot it, because it's not kosher, then you're killing it for no reason.
Well, you can and therefore sell what? Animal.
And therefore, it's...
You're not letting increasing amounts of tumma in this world.
Least amount of tumma in this world.
And if when you kill an animal by not shopping it, you're making it in the vela.
Says the veil is tumma. I don't know. That sounds.
It's not tumma. It's maybe, just not kosher. We can't eat it, but we can still benefit from it. It's not like we're
I heard there's a rabbi that says you could actually hunt.
Okay. Anyways, we're gonna talk about Alach over here. The Ramah writes. Okay. The Ramah writes on this Ramah that says that, I don't know what he wrote about hunting and the dogs over here. On this, the Ramah writes, "V'yeshovim af b'chol asur l'tzod." Even during the week, it is usher to trap animals to go ahead and hunt. The klavim mishuv moshav leitzim. Okay, he's talking about sending your dogs to trap animals as a gaming. He says that's moshav leitzim. It's leitzonus. Okay, what are you doing playing games with animals and dogs and stuff like that? Shailed, what do you mean moshav leitzim? What about tsar bali chayim? I was waiting for someone to say that. Why isn't it tsar bali chayim? To go ahead and hunting, it's Arab, it's Arab, no. So comes the note of the Yehuda, he writes the following. He says, even though it is not Asr Midaraisa to hunt, and it is not Sar Bali Chaim, says the note of Yehuda. Why is hunting not Sar Bali Chaim? He says, Lamaisa, if someone goes and hunts, because he likes to pass the time, this is how he has a hobby, he collects, I don't know, puts those heads of the animals on his wall, and things like that. He says that, okay, Tzar Bal Chaim is a hardy animal for not a purpose. For your own fun, that's considered a purpose, and therefore it's not Tzar Bal Chaim. However, then the Nodi Yehuda, very stark, Lashon writes, nevertheless, he says, no Jew should ever hunt. Why? He says, She'ein ze darke Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov. This wasn't the derech of hunting of Avram Yitzchak, not a Jewish tradition, El Rak Nimrod ve'Esav. Okay, who do we see in the Torah as hunters? Nimrod and Esav. So you want to be like Nimrod and Esav? So you should take up hunting. You want to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? You take up, I don't know, shepherding or something. Okay, you take up other hobbies. Not hunting. Hunting is not a Jewish thing. Okay, you want to take like the Netziv, when you kill things, it becomes part of your nature, and things like this. That he says over here, and besides for the fact, sometimes it can come to Sakana, and things like that. Then the Nodi Yehuda goes also, he says, "Ech yamut ishi sobia daim bali chayim bli shum tzar." How does a Jew kill an animal without any need? Rak ligmor chemda zmano lisadik zener, just in order to pass the time. Okay, as he likes as a hobby. That's not a Jewish hobby. That's not how I want it. So it's not just, I don't know, the animal rights talking over here. This is another Yehuda talking. He says hunting is not a Jewish sport. Okay? The Rama writes in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, if someone buys a pair of shoes, that are made out of animal hides, he says, you don't say to him, Tit Chadesh. Okay? Why? Because they had to kill an animal in order to make your shoes. You don't go ahead and say Tit Chadesh and such. Even though that's the position of the Nodu Yehuda, Rosh Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that it is not get rid of the Isser of Tzar Bali Chaim because you decide that you want to get and pass the time and this is fun for you. Something that's fun for you is that's not considered a purpose. If you need it for its food, okay, you need it for because you want to make a coat out of it, that's considered a tzarach and therefore it would not be, sorry, it's not killing an animal for the menorahs. However, nevertheless, Rav Nevinsal brings down the B'shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman a different svara why it is not Tsar Bali Chaim. He goes, why? Because Tsar Bali Chaim is injuring an animal. Killing an animal is not Tsar Bali Chaim Bichlah. And he's not disagreeing with everything that else the Nodi B'yud had to say about over here. It's a Maisa Nimro V'esav, V'chule V'chule. But that's not Tsar Bali Chaim. He's putting an animal in pain for no reason. Over here, you take a gun and you shoot his head off. Okay, he's not in pain for very long. Okay, that's not putting him in pain. That's killing him. That's not Tsar Bali Chaim according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay? And therefore, Nafkamina over there is. And therefore, according to the Yehuda, it sounds like, I don't know if you're gonna, trap fish. You're gonna catch fish and throw them back in the it would not be a problem. Okay? It would not be a problem because you're doing it for fun. Fishing is fun and therefore you want to do it. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, this might not be mutter. Why? Because you're injuring an animal without for no purpose. Just because you want to fish, it's not a sport. If you want to catch fish in order to eat the fish, then that's great. But if you're just getting in and throwing back in, you're just putting a hook in its neck. How would you like to be hooked in the neck and then thrown back in? No. So he says that would be Tsar Bali Chaim. I used to play a game like cat. We used to trap the cat and Shavuot Sil Choro. That's besides four, it might be Tsar Bali Chaim, it might be also the Isser of Sad, just going ahead and having fun is not considered to get you out of the Isser of Tsar Bali Chaim. However, if it's for a purpose, like they're doing medical research and things like that, then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says for sure it's going to be mutter, that's going to be mutter to do. Nisuim Rufuim, medical research for these things, is absolutely going to be, is going to be mutter over here. So we had two different approaches. Everyone's against the hunting. No one likes the hunting bit, but why is it not Tsar Bali Chaim? Two different approaches, one by the Nodi Yehuda, one from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Yes.
The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach approach on why it's not,
Tsar Bali Chaim.
It's not considered it even if you're risking it? Because, like, I'm sure, I don't know the percentage of the time, but a lot of times you shoot the animal, it doesn't die.
It would be Tsar Bali Chaim, you gotta kill it.
But I'm saying you don't know that you're
if you're trying to kill him, that would not be Tsar Bali Chaim. So now going back to what we just mentioned last time, we only mentioned outside, obviously the source is inside right now, and that is back to the sugya of mina nitzor or not mina nitzor. The Gemara and Kuvavim Abeis, the Sacha Chaz brings down a machlokas tonight, is only an animal that is the mino nitzod. It's min, it's a type, a species, is normally trapped. Is only those daraisa or others? Rav Meir holds all bali chai is going nitzor daraisa. Chachamim hold only rak b'minon nitzod. Okay, all the Rishonim except for Rashi Paskin, like Shitas Chachamim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is there for. Anything it's not Mino Nitzod, it's not an Isser. The Rice is only an Isser Derabon. And I said before, the gather of Mino Nitzod is any Balchai that you need at Letzarch Ochel, or for its Oros, or for its wool, and things like this. Those are going to be Motor to go ahead, and those are going to be the Isser. The Rice of trapping, deer, and fish and things like this. So they're normally they're trapped, and therefore those are as opposed to I'm not trapping insects and flies and stuff like that. You don't trap them because you want to use them. Usually you're trapping them just because you want to keep them away from you. That's not considered mino nitzer, and therefore it's not going to be nitzer daraisa. As I said last time, we would deal with the following shaila: is there tzad if you take your friends and you put them in handcuffs and you lock them in a room on Shabbos? Is there tzad b'hodom? It's a good shaila. No? You trap your friend, you lock him in a room, you don't let him get out. Is this tzad or is this not tzad? Does anyone want to take a attempt? What?
Ask him first.
They ask campers. You put them in the shells. You put them in. They put them in the cage, or they can't get out. Is that a problem of tzad?
No, you answered.
Is it a problem of tzad? I answered it.
What did I say? You gave the proof for Moshe.
Did you?
I don't remember this. Oh, Moshe. Okay, I think it's in a real Moshe. Okay, now, so let's go like this. The Kobitz on the Rambam, one of the Mefarshim of the Rambam. Okay, in Shabbos, Yud Kaveh, the Torah, the Rambam writes that Adam is a Mino Nitzot. Why is Adam Mino Nitzot? And he goes, because people, nations go to war with each other, and you try and take people captive. Therefore, people are together, Mino Nitzot. Therefore, he says it's an Issah D'Oraisa to trap men on Shabbos. Okay?
What about your...
But it's the Kobitz al Aram.
The
Kobitz al Aram. According to this, it might not be mutter on Shabbos.
Is it considered trapping if they go there on their own?
However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kilchus of Perikov Zayin, Ha'ar Kuf Yud Beis in the second edition of the Shmir Shabbos. He is Cholik. And he says the family. He says, the only thing that are Mino Nitzod are things that naturally want to stay away from people. They naturally run away from people, and therefore when you try and bring them into your reshus, as we talked about in the first year in Malach Hatzad, the Geder Malach Hatzad is bringing it, Tachas Shlit Ascha, those are things that have the Geder of trapping. But people who live amongst society, people live amongst people, by definition you don't trap them because they want to be around people. Therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there is no Shaychus to trapping by people. Oh, you'll ask, what about if someone's like running away from the police? Okay, he's running away. He wants not to be around people. He wants to be in hiding and stuff like that. And now the police find him on Shabbos and they trap him. Let's say that's so dangerous. I don't know. He's Vermonter wandering and they trap him on Shabbos. Well, then it would be. Says there's someone's out. No, it's very different. An animal intrinsically does not want to be amongst people. They automatically run away. Therefore, trapping, it would be the gather in the Malacha and Shabbos. Masha, in came people. Even so, he's running around away from the police. It's not because he doesn't want to live amongst people. He wants to live amongst people. He just doesn't want the police to catch him. So therefore, he is running away. And therefore, he's still under the same gather as everyone else. And therefore, it would not be the problem with Tzad. The one example that Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Mesupik B'davar is, what about Tarzan? Okay, what about a guy who grows up living not amongst people, he lives in the forest, okay? And when he has people, he's more like the animals than he is more like people sometimes. And therefore, he doesn't really live amongst people. About Tarzan, it could be that, you know, Mesupik, maybe trapping Tarzan on Shabbos might be a problem of Minon Nitzan. He brings, there's two rayas to Rosh Shlomo Zalman's theory that there is no Isser of Tzad by people on Shabbos. One is what Sam mentioned before, when he mentioned, I think, last week, in the end of Parshas Shlach, we have the Mekoshesh Eitzim. The last Aliyah of Parshas Shlach, you have the Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Mekoshesh Eitzim gathers the wood on Shabbos, and the Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. After, what do they do to him? They lock him up and put him in prison, it says. They put him by Mishmar. Okay, they trap him on Shabbos, so therefore we see over there in the Torah, we see that they did not choshesh for the malacha of tzad. Furthermore, the Rama writes, "Simin Shin Lametes Siv Dalid, the Aser Litvos Lahachlis the Beis Solar B'Shabbos." It is Aser to trap someone and put him in jail on Shabbos. Oh, so you'll say, oh, so Raya. For the Kobitz on the Rambam. What am I going to bring this to the Rambam? Nope. The Rambam goes on. He says, why is this Aser? Dehavi Bichlal Din. It is Din. We do not judge people on Shabbos. We don't, Beis Din doesn't come on Shabbos. So too, we do not put people in jail on Shabbos. We are obviously not talking about a dangerous person, someone who sells drugs, someone who's a rapist, a murderer, and people like this. Obviously, as soon as you see them, you throw them into jail as quickly as possible. But someone who you want to put in jail for other reasons, money laundering or other nice Jewish activities, and those type of people, you're not allowed to put them in jail on Shabbos, okay? We don't put those people in jail on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points at Sifkat Yud Beis. He says another reason. He says also when you try and usually put someone into jail, usually ends up being a struggle, and it could end up making a mak on the person, causing a bruise and stuff. But also he says, "V'gam yochel leveli de chabura b'shabbos," he caused a chabura on Shabbos, and therefore it is also. So we see over here, Bein L'Rama, Bein l'mishtabru, whether it's because of din or whether it's causing a wound to another Jew on Shabbos, that's the reason why you don't put people on jail's ass. Mashmo, if it's not for these reasonings, there's no problem of tzad on Shabbos, and that is the maskana of the Ramah. That's how he comes out of l'maisa, and that's how we come out of l'maisa. So you want to play, I don't know, cops and robbers. You know, like cops and robbers on Shabbos would not be a problem. Okay, we both are to play cops and robbers on Shabbos. It would not be a problem of tzad. You are allowed to lock up, and therefore, according to this, in the afternoon, the house campers who for themselves in the Kavul Chorim for their own safety and the safety of the other campers, they put them up in the bed with the cage over it on Shabbos. Was going to be mutter legamrei to do on Shabbos. It is not going to be a problem of tzad at all. Adkan for today.